Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa, mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
I have a very important bunny question to ask you, Liz.
Ooh, yay. What's a bunny question?
Over the weekend, on the KRZ Facebook, I made a post about dogs with bunny ears, yes or no, which proceeded to create an avalanche of dog with bunny ear photos
nice. On
our Facebook page. And you just answered the question for me.
I love it. It's so cute.
The dogs' faces, they're just screaming out for help.
No, they're not. Sometimes they are. But there are some dogs. I tell you, there are some dogs that like to get gussied up and they're little divas and they enjoy stuff like that. And even if they don't, it's a set of ears and it's 2 seconds. Who cares?
But bunny ears?
It's so cute.
Oh,
you do
the
same thing at Christmas when they put little Santa beards on them or like little elf ears. It's adorable. You're just like, I
know. I've talked about this before, but dressing up your pets, it's the absolute worst. Could you stop?
What if your pets are at home like, I wish we had cool game like that.
No.
All the other dogs are laughing at us because we're not dressed up for holidays.
I go anywhere near their head and they start giving me that look like, hey, you're not even going to think about doing that, are you? Yeah, they know. It's just funny though, because you always see the expression on the dog's face. It always says, when is this going to be over?
You're projecting.
Make it stop.
That's what you think when you have to get dressed up.
Those
when
eyes.
When will this be over?
You see those big eyes like, really?
No.
Really, we're going to do this again? The ears? Go ahead, take
there
your damn photo.
There is someone listening right now, I guarantee you, whose pet enjoys getting dressed up in little costumes. 1-800-222-0985. Please text, just a quick text, and just tell us. Someone listening right now has one of those pets, because I've seen them, and they strut their little stuff, and they're so cute.
Twitter poll, 80%. Say when asked, putting bunny ears on dogs, your take? The worst. Please stop.
What?
80% of our Twitter followers.
Is this all your cantankerous friends? Are you just telling them to vote? No.
I just put it up there.
A lot of people enjoy it.
It's only 5 votes, so that's a small sample, but just give it time.
It made my friggin' day yesterday to see everyone's pets and kids dressed up in their little Easter outfits and looking for Easter eggs. And I'm telling you, listen, especially when you're separated from your family, as I am, it really warms your heart to see stuff like that. You just have to look at it from...
That's no excuse to be dressing up your animal for your own enjoyment because
yes, it is.
Because of, you know, you can't handle the pandemic, so you got to put ears on a dog just to make yourself feel better. Why don't you put ears on and go in the bathroom in the mirror and take a selfie of yourself if you
want
to feel
better.
Many
of my friends did that too.
That's fine. I have a couple friends too that dressed up as bunnies, but
it's
perfectly
not hurting
fine.
The animal.
At least it's your choice. It's hurting their self-esteem. It really is.
It's hurting their spirit.